Daf was Yuma Daf Hey. So at the bottom of Daf Dalet and Beis, we had a machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Yochanan said that when it comes to the miluim, all of the different avodos, kol hakasav behem, ma'akev behem, all of the different avodos that the Torah tells us were required by the miluim are all ma'akev. Whereas Rabbi Chanina held, no, davra ma'akev udoros, ma'akev behem. Only something that's ma'akev for the avodah in future generations was ma'akev by the miluim, but things that were not ma'akev for the avodah in future generations are not ma'akev for the miluim. So the Gemara has four possible nafkaminas, four issues that they might be arguing about. My benai, what are things that are not ma'akev ludoros and are part of the miluim process that would therefore be subject to this machloka? So first possibility the Gemara says is smicha. Smicha is something we do as part of the miluim, but it's not ma'akev ludoros because the pasuk says v'samach v'nirtza. So we see that smicha has some sort of kapara element, but it's not really the ikar mechaper. So we know it's not ma'akev ludoros. Second possibility is tenufa, the waving of the different parts of the carbon, which also the Torah refers to some sort of kapara element of the tenufa, but it's not the real mechaper. The dam is the mechaper. So again, you see, it's not ma'akev ludaros, but it is part of the process. The third possibility we suggest is prishas zayin, that we separate the kohen gadol in advance 7 days before Yom HaKippurim. So we know that that's not ma'akev, because when our Mishnah told us that we have a backup kohen gadol prepared, we don't say anything about separating him for 7 days, and yet he's going to have to be ready to do the avodah. So obviously we see it's not ma'akev. And the fourth possibility and final possibility is riboy shiva, to wear the extra begadim, to have riboy begadim for 7 days and mashicha shiva. So all of that is not ma'akev ladaros, but it may or may not be ma'akev by the milun. That's the machlokas Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Chanina about those four issues. And at the bottom of the Yom, the Gemara asks, my time of demand yamar kol kasa ben ma'akev. What's the makar to say that everything it says about the milum is makiv? Where does it say that in the Torah? Normally by kachim, unless the Torah repeats something twice, we assume it's not ma'akev. So why would we assume by the milum that everything is ma'akev? So Gemara says, because the pasuk says kacha, and kacha teaches me that it's ma'akev. So Gemara says, wait a second, where does the Torah say kacha? That's only in Parshas Tetzaveh, but there are certain elements of the miluim that aren't mentioned in Parshas Tetzaveh, that are only mentioned in Parshas Tzav, and it doesn't say kacha over there. So the Gemara says, yeah, maybe there's a link between Parshas Tetzaveh and Parshas Tzav, a gzeirah shavah of Pesach, or maybe there's just another pasuk in Parshas Tzav that tells us that those things are ma'akev, either Shmartim or Mishmeres Hashem, or Kichein Suvesi, some other pasuk. And once it mentions Kichein Suvesi, the Gemara went through three different times where Moshe Rabbeinu emphasized that he was commanded by HaKadosh Baruch Hu about something, and why it has to emphasize in those three occasions that Moshe Rabbeinu was commanded by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because he was instructing Aaron to do something that's counterintuitive. The Gemara then gives a limud that the Mechnasayim and the Asiyas and the Asiris Ha'efa and the Kriyas HaParsha were all part of the Miluim process, even though none of those things are explicit in the Parsha, but that was part of the Miluim process. And then at the very end of the Daf, we have a machlokas how the Kohanim would get dressed during the Miluim. So the Gemara says, what kind of question? Keter ul-bishon ma'da hava. However they did it, Moshe Rabbeinu probably figured out. No, we want to know la-sud-lavo how it's going to happen. La-sud-lavo, Moshe and Aaron will be back here again, and they'll be able to tell us how it's done. So what kind of question? So the Gemara says, no, le-mizbar krayi. We want to know how to touch up the psukim. How exactly did it work? Because there is a stira between two psukim. On the one hand, the psukim indicate that everybody got dressed at the same time, that Moshe Rabbeinu dressed Aaron u-banav all together, and on the other hand, we have psukim that indicate that it was first Aaron, and then Banav, and then it was his children. So we have two opinions. One shita is that it was Aaron v'achar kach Banav, and the pasuk that says that they were all together is just telling us that they all wore the same kind of belt, that the belt that they wore was shatnis for the Kohen Gadol and shatnis for the Kohen Hedyot. And the other opinion was not Aaron v'achar kach Banav, but it was Aaron u'Banav v'bas achas, that they all got dressed at the same time. What do I do with the pasuk that says that Aaron first and then his children? That pasuk is telling me that Avneto Shel Kohen Gadol Lozo Avneto Shel Kohen Hedyot, that the belt that was worn by the Kohen Gadol was shatnis. The belt worn by the Kohen Hedyot was not shatnis. It was an entirely different kind of belt.